100 million years ago, when I was in the sixth grade, it was the day before some holiday, and my mother had cleaned the house till it was gleaming. And two of my cousins were over, and two of my best friends. And my mom and dad were going out shopping. And my father looked at me and looked at my friends and cousins and said, "I want no trouble in this house when I'm gone." And my mother gave me a look like, you know what that means, don't mess with the house. We did. We were first goofing off in the kitchen and in my room. Goofing off turned into roughhousing. Somehow it started spreading through the whole house. And my mother's best lamp in the window of the living room got knocked over and fell into 100 million pieces. Well, you know what happens then. My cousin's gone. We're running behind my best friends. And I picked up the shreds of that lamp that was my mom's pride and joy, put them in a box, and waited for what seemed like a million years till I heard the back door open and my parents putting the groceries on the kitchen table. And I was ready for execution. But I came in with the box. My mother kind of gave me a funny look. My dad just shook his head. And they said, don't ever do that again. And went on with the day. It was sheer forgiveness. My parents could be pretty tough. But for some reason, at that moment, I think they just thought three things, and they let me get away with it. Today, when I'm driving, especially in Chicago, a lot of times I have to go up to where the Cardinal lives, with little narrow streets on the near north side of the city. And it seems to me everybody in the city of Chicago drives through red lights. In other words, the light changes, and they're still going. Usually when I'm trying to make a left-hand turn. So you'll know when you get older and are driving, you kind of get out in the middle of the street, but you can't turn because everybody's breaking the law. But every now and then, somebody who has the light looks you in the face and lets you make the turn. It's like grace. It's like mercy. Suddenly, you're going to live after all, and you can get to where you want to go. These little acts of forbearance, of mercy, of forgiveness really reflect the way God treats us. God intended humanity to live in paradise, to have everything we want, everything we dream of, no death, no sickness. But we, by our free choice, brought sin into the world. But He loves us. So He sent His only Son to bear the burden of our lives, to take all the punishment on Himself, to show us how to live in this world. And after He died on the cross for us, He then promised us paradise, life without end, and an existence full of grace. I think one of the great things about scouting is it really teaches all the women and men who get involved in it how to be givers, how to give the other guy a break, how to pass on the love we know in our own lives, even to strangers, even with the old story of walking the old lady across the street, that we aren't put on this earth just to be selfish. We are put on this earth to imitate God and to be generous, to treat other people the way we would like to be treated. And I would say that's not just the young folks in Scouts. It's their moms and dads. It's all those men and women who help them to grow up in this generous way, to be open-ended in their concern, in their compassion, in their love. I think we all kind of wonder what heaven might be like. To see our God face to face, to be with all those loved ones who have gone before us, to be in a world without war or suffering or poverty or injustice, where no child cries, where no elderly person is left alone, where we live in a kind of feast of love. But you know, God loves us so much. He not only gave us Jesus, He gave us the Mass, where here on earth we can get a taste of that heaven. Look at this cathedral. People from all over the diocese, young and old. And what gathers us together? The table of the Lord, not unlike your Thanksgiving table or a good time when you're with your family and you're all sitting around and laughing. Only this table is even more graced. At this table, we are fed by the glorified, risen body, blood, soul, and divinity of the same Lord who died on the cross and rose from the grave. He loves us so generously, He wants to be in communion with us right now, even before we get to heaven, and He wants us to be in communion with one another as brothers and sisters. So let's celebrate today. Let us sing our pre-Lenten Alleluias. Let us honor all those young people who have earned certain things in scouting. And let us give thanks to God for moms and dads, for scout leaders, for people who are generous themselves with the next generation. And let us keep our eyes fixed on the prize, to see God and to be with Him forever and ever.